Hi folks, welcome to today's Look with Luke. It is Thursday. We are on Luke chapter 2. We are at verse 12, where the angels have been told this great news. We saw yesterday it was the Messiah, Christ the Lord, has been born. How do we know who he is? This will be a sign to you. Actually, it's not a sign. I don't think that's a good translation. It's the sign. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. There may, if they said you find a baby wrapped in cloths, not much of a sign, is it? But this is a baby that's in an animal's feeding trough. They're not expected to see that. The sign was therefore definite and helpful. Now, God does send signs. Sometimes we ask for signs and God does send signs. And here, without being asked, a sign has been sent. This Saviour has been born. You want to know how this is true. You go to this town and there you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, but he'll be in a manger. And the sign also, by the way, it's a beautiful thing about this. It works in reverse because it was a sign to Mary when the shepherds came as well. Now, just think about this for a moment. Often in the Old Testament, if you understand the Old Testament, you understand this. God says he's going to do something, and then God sends a sign that he's going to do something. It's like a confirmatory thing. Here, I think this sign is showing where the Messiah is to be found. Matthew chapter 2, verse 9 says that. But in a way, it also authenticates the proclamation of the coming Messiah. They're going to find a newly born infant lying in a manger. And again, we've noticed this several times, even in these verses, the paradoxical nature of this sign even, because you do not expect the Messiah to be born in such circumstances, in such humility. But the shepherds have no problem with that. And of course, Mary has no problem with it. And as I've said already, the two of them end up being signs to each other. So I think that you can regard Christ as a sign as well, himself. You know, people say, give us a sign that God is with us or that God cares for us or that he's acted. And Jesus is that sign. But more than that, he's also the thing that's signified. And what I mean by that, he is the one who came into this world, not just to be a sign about God, but to be Emmanuel, God with us, to live amongst us, to experience our sorrows and pains, to teach us, to work miracles to show who he is, to die for us, to be raised for us, the first fruits of the resurrection, to ascend into heaven and to come again. So Christ is a sign, but he's also the thing that is signified. And you know, when we do all this stuff at Christmas just now, again, I just want to stress how important it is that we put, if you like, the Christ back into Christmas. I know that's really hard in some ways, but I think it's something we have to do. The baby lying in a manger is not a sign of cuteness. It's not a sign of humanity. It's a sign of God keeping his promises and sending a Savior. Christos, Jesus, Kyrios, Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. Some sign, some gift, some present. Absolutely wonderful. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye.